The Chicago Blackhawks need to shake off the stench of one of their worst losses in years and take on the NHL's number one team, the Colorado Avalanche, tonight here at the United Center. Home or road, the Avs are easily the toughest team to beat in the National Hockey League, which presents a golden opportunity for this young Blackhawks squad to bounce back from a bad loss and simultaneously make a huge statement about what kind of hockey team they intend to be. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Steve Conroy and Charlie Romeliotis. We're all here at the United Center where tonight the Blackhawks play the first of three games against the Colorado Avalanche. Nelson will lead the last Colorado rush through center ice of the Hawk line. Turns the puck over to Alex Vlasic right at the line, and he'll clear it down. Down to 5 seconds on the penalty kill for the Hawks. Down to three, down to two, down to one. Crevier out of the box, a good kill for the Hawks. Let's go down and join our guest. It's Oliver Moore. Oliver, thank you for joining myself, John Weideman, along with Steve Conroy. Is this game, I mean, you're a fast kid. You can move, you can motor, and it's great to see. But is this game challenging to your speed in any way?
No, I don't. I think it plays my speed pretty well. I think they're a pretty fast team too. So, I just try to be effective with it and use it in the right spots. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's been a good start for our team.
McKinnon, bottom of the circle, firing a shot. Stick save made by Knight. McKinnon again, left circle. To Burns, top of the right circle. He fires, stopped in front. Rebound shot is sent in on goal by Lehkonen and turned out of there by Knight. And Colton Dock will clear to center ice. Nielsen for the right circle, fired, blocker save made, rebound, McCarr shoots, he scores! From the left wing circle, Cale McCarr circling in, got the puck, and scooped it toward the Hawk net. Spencer Knight was sort of over toward the left post and had to try and recover and stop this shot, and he could not. It's 1-0 Colorado. All right, let's go downstairs and join our guest. Ryan Donato has been kind enough to join us. Ryan, the only question I have for you, sir, is this game is close. You guys have had some chances. Colorado's had their chances. Seems like the goaltenders are keeping both teams in it. What do the Blackhawks have to do in the third?
I think, just stick to our game. Obviously, they're a super talented team, and they can make plays, try to limit their offense. And, you know, I feel like the more simple we play, the more chances we get. So hopefully we can do that.
Around to the left wing board. Sets up the line. Grislyk fires it off the inboard. Bounces out in front, and it's just over the stick of Bertuzzi. And now a penalty's going to be called here to the Hawks. Tripping is going to be the call. Colorado going to the power play with 2:34 left on the clock for regulation. They lead 1-0.
It sounds like they possibly reversed the decision on the trip, which after we watched it on the Jumbotron, you know, referees aren't allowed to do that. But what happened was the linesman came over to confer with the referee. This is what we saw. But I think because of the verbal jawing by Bertuzzi, that got him thrown out of the game.
Levshinov's got the puck, carries behind the empty Hawk net, and he's checked by McKinnon as the horn sounds, ending play. And Scott Wedgewood picks up his second career shutout against the Blackhawks. As I mentioned, his 9th overall, the first of this season, as the Avs hold on and defend a one-goal lead all the way through regulation. They beat the Blackhawks tonight. 1-0 is the final score, and the Hawks, despite a valiant effort, have now lost 3 in a row.